Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, a voice for our people, so do utilise them. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob, ready for the yarns. And let's talk about what's happening with your mob, with your clan, with your tribal group, with your organisation, with your family. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, voice for our peoples. Like I said, do utilise it. Let's open up the show with Patricia Clark, Keep the Fires Burning, Too Deadly.
Keep the fires burning, keep the fires burning, we are coming home now, to the land, we're going to steal
Yeah, beautiful track there. Keep the Fires Burning, Patricia Clark here on your daily program. National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Murray, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disease Radio Service. So have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you might be too deadly. Now, why this charity canned Australia Day holiday in favour of honouring First Nations hero? While most Australians took a day off on Australia or Invasion Day, as some would call it this year, MJD Foundation staff were having one of their most productive days in the office. The Darwin-based Machado Joseph disease-focused non-profit decided this year it would no longer recognise January 26th as a public holiday, instead opting to change the day off to Mabo Day on June 3rd, which is tomorrow. So we're going to catch up a yarn now with Mark Kilpatrick, Director of Community Services at MJD Foundation. On the line, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're based in Darwin, yes?
No, I'm actually here in Cairns.
Oh, okay, so rightio.
Yeah, the organisation's based in Darwin, but I'm here in Cairns.
All right, beautiful. So we're talking about this space here. Look, fantastic. Support and recognising First Nation people on Australia Day, or as we know it, Invasion Day. Choose not to take the day off, staff not take the off at MJD, but move it to Mabo Day on June 3rd.
Yeah, well, we're a community-based organisation. We've got... We started on Groote Island, actually, with the support of the local community there.
Yep.
We're very involved, and they've always been the Aboriginal families we work with have always been, you know, core to how we run our business, and it never sat right with us at you know, celebrating Australia Day when there's been so much talk about it.
And that's respecting your clients and also respecting the space of, like I said, so-called Australia Day, Invasion Day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, there's been a lot of talk about it, and we just decided, I think everyone's been hoping the government might do something, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. There is a website that we looked at. It's called Change It Ourselves.
Okay, yes.
www.changeitourselves, and they offer advice to employers or employees about how to make the change themselves.
Okay.
So we kind of used that as a basis.
So on the actual so-called Australia Invasion Day, your staff, MJD staff, continue their work as a workday, is that right?
Yeah, it's just a normal workday for us, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and then Mabo Day, June 3rd, you take the holiday.
Which is tomorrow, I'm having a long weekend, to celebrate Mabo Day.
Yeah, yeah, good. And good recognition, this year is 30 years with Uncle Eddie Cookie Mabo since the High Court decision. And a lot of First Nation people around the country have mentioned Mabo Day as the so-called Australia Day, or, you know, just another day, bar 26 January, yes?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, on that website, Change It Ourselves, they offer a range of days.
Okay.
But we settled on Mabo Day because we thought it was pretty significant
to
Aboriginal people. So, and we did a survey of all of our staff to ask how they felt about it.
Yes.
And everybody, 100% of people wanted to change the date.
Is that right? And have you got black and white staff, have you?
Yeah, about nearly 50-50. Yep,
And all agreed, 100%.
Yeah, well, there was one person who wanted to have both days.
Oh, is that right? There you go. That's a bit greedy.
nothing like an extra public holiday. Yeah.
Well, exactly. So we're not so-called shooting a messenger there. I mean, if that would have came through, they would have been high-fiving that person.
they would have. Yeah, that's right.
And so in actual fact, did you take the day off? You worked on January 26th this year?
Yeah.
And your day off tomorrow?
A normal day for us. We do have the option, because we recognise some people have got family things they might do in January. So if somebody wants to have that day off, they can take it as a day off on annual leave.
Yeah, beautiful.
But this is our public, you know, tomorrow is our public holiday, so we won't be at work tomorrow.
Well, the good thing about all that as well, Mark, in regarding comradeship and team building and togetherness in your staff, amongst your staff, that's a good call. It shows the relationship must be strong with all staff.
Yeah, it is, yeah. We like to say, as I say, we started on Grid Island. Mm. We started on Grid Island and we try to work, we call it a two-way approach. You know, we respect both white and black cultures and,
yes.
you know, try to work together in culturally appropriate ways and that kind of thing. So, and we just see that as part of that, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Mark, I always say that life is simple, people complicate it.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've got a damn pat there.
Trevor, while I'm on, can I just mention
yes.
something about our work in the local area?
And please, please. And tell us actually the service that you guys do in regard to the MJD Foundation, please.
Yeah, well, MJD stands for Machado Joseph disease, which it's a disease that's passed down through families. It's a genetic condition.
Hereditary, is it?
Yeah, it's hereditary, yeah.
Mm.
It exists all around the world, but it's a very rare disease. But it has got into some Aboriginal families up along the top end.
And what does the actual disease do to a person?
It affects your nervous system, so it affects the way you walk, talking, you know, anything like using your hands. It's a pretty devastating disease.
Yeah.
At the end of it, it looks a lot like motor neuron disease. Yeah.
So when a person gets it, then if they've got family, children, what have you, it will be passed on, is that right?
Well, 50-50 chance, yeah. So it's pretty devastating. But I came, Trevor, because there was a similar condition called SCAR7, which stands for spinocerebellar ataxia type 7.
Yeah.
Big, long name. But it's I describe it as like a cousin to MJD.
Okay.
But it's been recently diagnosed in some traditional owners in around the Cairns area.
Oh.
So it's...
Is it contagious as such or just hereditary?
It's not contagious, no, just hereditary, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of work, you know, trying to talk to family members and do, like, family trees to figure out who's at risk and all
yes.
that kind of thing.
Yes. Is there a cure for it, Mark?
There is no cure at the minute, no.
So once you got it, you're born with it and it stays with you and could be passed on through hereditary.
Yeah, exactly, yep. And it can come on at a different age from people depending on how badly it's affected, you know, how badly the gene's affected. But
so then people are wheelchair-bound?
Yeah, exactly. People end up, like, needing full nursing care towards the end of their lives, yeah.
And we have some cases in Cairns, you were saying?
There are, yeah.
Oh,
yep. There's
okay.
a local family of TOs here in the Cairns region. So it's kind of why I was a bit keen to talk to you about the Puff and the Marbo thing is it's good to get that message out.
Exactly.
And a lot of people haven't heard of the disease.
Well, I haven't, so thank you for sharing, love and thoughts, prayers going out to the family who do have the disease.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to, you know, wants more information, if you just Google MJD Foundation, you know, they'll get onto our website and there's a phone number there you can ring, so... If anyone wants any more information, I'm based here in Cairns and I'm happy to meet up with people if they want to talk about it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so very much, Mark, and thank you for sharing. But great story regarding changing the Australia Day, Invasion Day, as a working day and the staff having Marbo Day off on June 3rd. And look, have a long weekend and enjoy, Mark. Thank you.
Well, I will, and happy Marbo Day to everyone for tomorrow.
You take care, Mark. Bye-bye.
Good on you. Thanks, Trevor. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. His name is Mark Kilpatrick and Director of Community Services at MJD Foundation. And talking about the foundation, have decided that their day off for Australia or Invasion Day is not that day, 26 January. The staff work on that day. They've chosen Marbo Day as their day off, which is June 3rd, and that's tomorrow. And thoughts going out to the Marbo family as well. 30 years since the High Court decision. And that's all happening tomorrow. So Uncle Eddie Corky Marbo with us in spirit and looking down at us. And we had a deadly yarn with his beautiful grandson, Caleb, and also trying to catch up with Gail, his beautiful daughter. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Thank you. Yeah, Wayothal Warrumpi Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Sister Sylvia, WA. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Hiya, Kwo Kedula. Always great to speak with you, Trevor, and to hear the great interviews you had. Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah, fantastic story in regard to what MJD Foundation are doing and not working on Australia Day, Invasion Day, and taking Mabo Day off as their so-called Australian Day. Yeah, nice,
well,
nice
Mabo
gesture.
Day changed the nation.
Yeah, exactly. There it is.
You know, no longer was it terra nullius. No longer were Aboriginal people not people with a sophisticated, clever culture. The court actually recognised it. The problem was the racist Howard was about sabotaging it.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Remember the hell we all went through from all the backlash against it?
Exactly. And to stand against it, you know, I know, just point blank to me shows racism, you know. Barter, you ain't going to change or converse about it or pick a date, and they can suit us all. It's like an authoritative way of decision making. Ridiculous.
It was cruel. It was evil. It was illegal. They even changed the law. They sabotaged Mabo and they sabotaged Native Title.
Yeah.
That was the Howard regime. And they carry on today as though he was a statesperson.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And here we are, 21st century, you know.
Yes. And they could have moved forward on it. They could have absolutely moved forward. They had so many opportunities. They could have moved forward. They could have tackled climate change.
Exactly.
They could have had sustainable jobs for people. They didn't have to do this quick buck, cruel exploitation all the time.
Well, it's a type of attitude like, you know, don't tell me about boats, you know what I mean? I mean, and then you'll decide against the peoples because of your ego or your attitude or your authoritative decision, you know? It's ridiculous.
So we're just stuck in their 200-year-old penal colonies mentality of grabbing the land and privileging themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Simplify it all, you know? Some of them still are.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, what are you doing to make amends, so to speak, you know?
They don't want to make amends. I mean, Mother Earth has been screaming for ages, people are suffering. The fires, Trevor, the horrific fires everywhere, all around the world. And the colonial countries are the worst.
Yep, and Mother Earth is screaming out for support.
Yes, you know, and what about all the animals all being burnt to death, you know? And all these, even the prescribed burns, everything causes climate change. They're still stuck.
And climate change is real, Sylvia. You look at the floods down at New South Wales, Queensland, and now this cold front that's coming on through, colder than normal.
You know why? The iceberg's breaking up.
And be careful of that. And then we think of our Torres Strait Islanders and South Pacific Islanders and regarding that happening, you know. They're talking about building sea walls and what have you. Well, act on it and act on it hard and fast.
How can you build a sea wall 2 metres high?
Well, exactly. That's right. So there you're on the island and you can't see the ocean because you've got all these walls around you. I know, it just goes to figure. We need to tackle climate, global climate, big time.
Yes, absolutely. And look, Indigenous peoples worldwide all know it. The trouble is industrialised, quick buck exploitation. Why should some people have shares and make millions from it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a money-making machine. No matter what problem that comes to us as human beings, there's somebody out there making millions and billions of dollars because of the so-called mishap or the situation.
And you can't eat millions of dollars.
No, you can't. You can't take it with you. Exactly.
No. But you can, the birds, plants and the koalas and the little insects and the microbes, we can all enjoy a sustainable, healthy planet. It's so great to hear. I think Mabo's a brilliant day for Australia because it showed the integrity of the support despite the lowest common denominator thing they called the government.
Well, they showed black claimants, you know, fighting that and took it to the high court and won. So, you know, with respect to Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, but won in their law.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, you know, but they represented all black people across this nation, you know. And, yeah, you know, if you ain't going to pick, you ain't going to change Australia, which is, you know, white supremacy, well, if not Mabo, find a day in the middle, you know what I mean?
I think
January 1, yeah. I don't know, but change the date.
Some people don't even know about Mabo Day.
Well, exactly,
anymore.
Or choose not to.
Many immigrants wouldn't know. There's no discussion about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's that invisible in history. Look, NAIDOC Week, didn't it start out in the 40s for people walking and protesting, a day of protest?
Yep.
Another one. And was it 10th Embassy? It's 50 years. I'm not sure when the 10th Embassy was first established, but I know it moved from outside the parliament to what they call the parliament, to people's homes and... Mm. All over the place just to keep it going. 50 years for that. Another opportunity. The referendum. Another opportunity. They just don't seem to know how to take opportunities for a better world for everybody.
Well, here we are in 2022, and I come across non-Indigenous people who I work with or engage with, what have you, and not in an activist way, but to just open conversation and talk about our space, as in First Nation people, the date change of constitution, stolen generation, all the above, and they're open to the conversation because they're naive. They didn't even know that sort of existed, you know, Mabo Day, as you mentioned, and all that sort of stuff, you know. So there are some, yeah, well, you could say innocent, but naive non-Indigenous people out there who don't understand, not against it, but didn't know. And you only know what you know, so to speak.
Absolutely. If your culture teaches you one thing, and it's all inaccurate, that's what you learn believing.
Yeah, exactly. And then we talk of racism. You're not born racist, you know. You're taught it.
Absolutely, Trevor. Well, this is where this country is extremely racist. It's entrenched in the Australian English language.
Yep, exactly.
The way in which it makes Aboriginal culture, lifestyle, historical, what do you call it? Political society.
And look, it's a one-way conversation with you and I here, but to listeners out there, if you disagree, give us a call and tell us your thoughts.
Yes, well, I'm hoping this, because it goes around the world, Trevor, and Aboriginal cultures worldwide, especially this one being so managing to survive so many hundreds and thousands of years, gives people hope that people can live together and be sustainable.
Well, exactly.
So many people just say, oh, it's human nature. When they hear all the horrific things that get done, and they just carry on, they don't bother to make an effort to make any better changes.
Yeah, it's not human nature. It's greed. It's hatred. You know,
it's
jealousy. It's
Europe. That's,
you know, evil. All the above.
Yeah. Well, the colonials just know how to keep on land grabbing, don't they? And killing and land grabbing is it's a feudal model society.
Mm.
And that was established by colonialism, you know, 2,000 years ago. I say it this way, Trevor.
Mm.
Aboriginal people have had in the East it's over 200-year Holocaust. Over here in the West it's just under 200-year Holocaust.
Mm.
England's had a 2,000-year Holocaust.
Yeah.
You know? Raping them, and they use euphemisms. Alexander the Barbaric, he was never great.
Mm, yep.
They were always barbaric. It's just like our people here living ordinary life, giving food to these newcomers, and all of a sudden all hell breaks out around you with diseases and shootings and things.
Yeah. So I've got to go, my dear. Thank you for your call. You take care, my sister. We'll yarn soon.
Yes, and thank you so much for that fantastic interview with somebody that knows how to give hope for a better world for all of us.
Thank you, dear. Bye, sis.
It's Mabo Day to celebrate for... it's a brilliant day for Australia.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
I agree. That's our Sylvia from WA calling, having her say. You can have your say. We call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is the name of the program, and your host, the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And like I said, have your say. Call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, now we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Wendy Ludwig, who has been appointed to the position of Creative Director for this year's Gamelan Festival. The festival will launch its 2022 program on Saturday 28th of May of Darwin Entertainment Centre. So that's virtually just recently happened. And we've got Dr. Wendy on the line. Dr., good morning, sis. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm well, I'm well. And before we start, sister, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Okay, Trevor. As you said, my name's Wendy Ludwig. I come from a Aboriginal, German, Irish background.
Yes.
My mother's family is the McGuinness family, and a lot of your listeners would know.
The McGuinness, yes. Uncle Joe McGuinness? Exactly.
Yeah, that's my grandfather's brother, Joe McGuinness.
All right.
Well, his grandfather was Jack McGuinness. So, yeah, from up here in the top end.
Yes.
Over around Bachelor and Finnis River and in the beautiful country of, you know, paperback swamps and Litchfield National Park. That's my grandfather's country.
So, Well, congratulations on your new appointment, position of creative director for this year's Gamelan Festival. It happened in May. Tell us about the festival, please, sister.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. The festival was launched a couple of weeks ago, or about a week ago, and we had a fantastic young band called King Stingray play on the night, and they certainly got everybody moving and shaking their legs a bit.
Yes.
So that was fantastic.
Yep.
And that was the launch, and the festival itself, it normally happens in May, but this year we've had to change the dates around. So we're running the festival from the 29th of July until the 31st of July.
Okay, Rodia, yep.
Yep.
And that's all in Darwin, is it?
It's all in Darwin, and using the spaces and the facilities of the Darwin Entertainment Centre.
Yes.
Both inside the building and outside the facility.
Yeah.
Trevor, I really need to tell you and the listeners that this is the only First Nations Peoples Festival that happens in Darwin.
Okay. Well, we need to get behind it and support it, my sister.
Absolutely. And you know, people can get online and have a look at the program. If they get, you know, do a Google search and look for Darwin Entertainment Centre and the Gamelan Festival, you'll see we've got a fantastic lineup of musicians, artists, hip-hop artists, visual arts happening. Both free events as well as paid events.
Is it a one-day event?
No, 3 days.
3 days, thank you. Okay, yes, yes.
3 days, and, you know, starting about 9 o'clock in the morning for Saturday and Sunday. We have, on Saturday, a really important set of panel discussions that have become a regular of the Gamelan Festival. Gamelan is now in its 6th year.
So it sounds like a good yarning circle there.
Yeah, there's two. There's one around youth justice. It's called War, Trouble and Young People.
Yep.
And the second panel talk on the Saturday afternoon is called Are You Listening?
Yeah.
Truth, Speaking Voice.
Yeah, powerful.
And so we've got an Elders' Morning Tea, so we, you know, have an opportunity to honour and respect, you know, those elders of ours that have passed. Yep. But also, you know, to honour, respect and spend some beautiful time with our elders from the community on the Saturday morning, so that'll be lovely. And also on the Saturday, there's a big open space next to the entertainment centre where we've invited, you know, a whole heap of First Nations peoples that, you know, run their own shops, stalls, to come and have a marketplace.
Oh, beautiful, and open up their product and their produce to the people.
Yes, to the broader community, and we'll have food and, you know, run by First Nations peoples, you know, coffee vans and things like that, and musos playing out the front of the facility.
Yeah.
So, you know.
A real festive atmosphere.
Oh, I'm hoping so, Trevor, I'm hoping.
Ngamalang Festival, how long has it been operating for, Dr. Wendy?
Six years.
Beautiful. And how did you get appointed? Did you apply for a position as such, or is it a voting system? How does it work?
By default, Trevor.
By default. You slip some coin there to Uncle there.
No, not like that.
Yeah, of course.
No. I'm normally on the board of the Darwin Entertainment Centre.
Okay.
And in previous years, we've had, you know, really deadly other First Nation creative people that are in the scene all the time.
Yes.
Come in and run the festival and pull together all the different parts of it and what have you. But this year, you know, I suppose, you know, part of it might be, you know, as a result of coming out of COVID lockdowns and blah, blah, blah. It's become really crazy busy. Cool. So, you know, the people that we'd normally engage to do the jobs are caught up doing their own other creative exercises and projects and things. So, you know, I kind of said to the board, well, you know, if push comes to shove, I'll put my hand up, but I'm going to need a whole heap of help. And
it's a team effort, isn't it, my sister? And it's about delegation, you know. And but when we got something like this on, our mob, we get together and we make it happen, don't we? We're very skillful, very talented. Don't worry about that. And we seek opportunities to, you know, to be out there, be seen, especially if you're in business, my sister.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the staff. A lot of the staff here at Darwin Entertainment Centre, you know, they're non-Indigenous people, but, you know, they're really committed and, you know...
Yes.
That's their job, to make, you know, creative enterprise and activities look really fantastic.
Well, to support such an event, even though it's virtually an Indigenous event, but it's good for the city. Yeah, it's good for businesses across the board, you know, tourism, accommodation and tour buses and what have you. So it's a fantastic platform for all.
Yeah, and the entertainment centre, committed to nurturing and fostering and growing Indigenous creative creativity, you know. So
exactly.
It's a good partnership.
So those dates again, please, Dr. Wendy.
29th of July through to the 31st of July.
Okay, there it is. So date clamor your mob out there, travelling around, whatever you're doing, head up to Darwin at those dates and you can join the Ngamalang Festival. And Dr. Wendy, I thank you very much. Congratulations on your appointment in the position of Creative Director for this year's Ngamalang Festival. And enjoy that journey, my sister.
Okay, thank you, Trevor. Can I just say one thing?
Please.
If people are coming to Darwin and they're wanting to buy tickets to, you know, some of the events over the weekend, when you get onto the website and you're going to book, there's a community code that people can use because we're wanting to encourage our mob to come to the paid events as well. There's a community code that gets people cheaper tickets.
Lovely, fantastic. Yes. And what's the webpage there, sister?
Oh, the webpage is Darwin Entertainment Centre.
Okay.
But the code for the ticket is Larrakia.
Larrakia, beautiful, yes. I blocked the First Nation people up that way, the tribal mob, so fantastic.
Yeah, that's the traditional custodians for Darwin area. And Darwin in... for Larrakia people, is called Ngamalang.
Ngamalang.
So the festival is honouring, you know, the name of the festival is honouring this country that the festival is on and that the centre is on, and honouring Larrakia people.
Yeah, fantastic. Also got a message here. One love from the Gwen and family at 60 Moorhead here in Cairns, who connected to the McGuinness family. So big shout out there. from the mob here in Cairns.
That's my crew.
Yeah, that's your crew. That's right. Family, family, family.
That's it. Big love back to them.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Dr. Wendy.
I'll come visit them in July.
Yes, please do. After the festival.
Oh, no, right in the middle of it. I've got a little granny coming in July, so I've got to do a quick trip to Cairns.
All right, darling. You take care, Dr. Wendy. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To Delhi, beautiful yarn there. The Dr. Wendy Ludwig, the new appointed position of creative director for this year's Gamelung Festival happening in Darwin. And she did say 29th of July till 31st of July. So fantastic, you mob. Check it out. Go online, Darwin Entertainment Centre, and you'll see all the activities and the tickets, discounted tickets as well. So To Delhi. And that's a connection there to the McGuinness family and McGuinness mob here in Cairns. Send love, and the love is returned, you mob. So To Delhi. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
This morning, about 2:45, the day ahead has me excited. I can't wait. Try to close my eyes, I couldn't sleep. Stomach has butterflies, I can't even eat. When I look to the skies, I think of you in that proper blue moonlight. I'm thinking that I'm needing to say these 2-3 words. Taiwan and Lemon, I'm a no go on. Mene wananja, mene ngaiwa ngileye mena manungu. Oh, yo, maraba, mene wananja, mene ngaiwa ngileye mena manungu. Waiwa ngileye mena manungu.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brothers, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Now, Mindaroo Foundation, Generation 1 Initiative, $150,000 up for grabs as Generation One, in partnership with a Youth Co-Lab, a joint initiative of United Nations Development Programme and City Foundation, expands its support for Indigenous Australian entrepreneurs. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Les Delaforce, Director of Entrepreneurship at Generation One. Les, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you going, brother?
I'm well, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the programme. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Les Delaforce. I'm a Gumbangi Ndangari man from the mid-north coast of New South Wales originally. So
yes.
Born in Kempsey, grew up in Port Macquarie and a lot of my family up in Coffs Harbour, but I moved across to Perth, so Noongar Boodja over here in Perth, about
13
years ago now.
13 years ago, to Dili, so they claim you're there, you're local over there at WA now, bruh.
Yeah, I'm getting that way now. Family. I'm shifting from NRL to AFL, which is
yeah.
My family at that time.
Exactly. Start fights like that.
Yeah, absolutely, brother.
Hey, brother, let's talk money. $150,000 up for grab for Indigenous Australian entrepreneurs. I believe you have about 2 year students there with you.
Yes. So it's we're quite excited to launch the Dream Venture Masterclasses, and as you said, we've got $150,000 worth of seed funding. So effectively, as awards for the Indigenous startups or entrepreneurs or their businesses to come through.
Good, fantastic. And we're talking from any industry across the board?
Yep, that's correct. So about 2 years ago, we piloted this program in Perth here in WA, and it was a success. So we rolled it out last year to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, but this year it's open up to anyone across the country, any industry, any sector. As long as you've got an idea, you've got a product in market or a service that you're working on, yep, absolutely. Well, there's two cohorts, actually. One, a youth cohort. And that's 18 to 30 years old.
Okay.
And that's backed by the United Nations. And we're really excited to have that backing by the UN.
Yep.
Mob will get an opportunity to speak and possibly present at the UN convention in Singapore.
Yes.
So, and then the next one is 30 and above. So I would hit that category.
Yeah, thank you. Open age. Yeah.
Yeah, open age. Yeah, that's it. That's a better way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, beautiful, brother. So how do people apply or put their iron in the fire, so to speak?
Yeah, sure. So simply just head to one or two ways. So you can head to dreamventurewebsite.com.au. It's all one word, dreamventure.com.au. Either find us on LinkedIn or on social media. Right now you'll be able to see it on all of the Mindaroo Foundation social media. That's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. That just went live yesterday.
Good. Now, Mindaroo is MINDEROO.
That's it, yep.
Mindaroo, yep.
That's it, because some people spell it with an A.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an E. Yeah, that's absolutely right, yep. And otherwise, it's just dreamventure.com.au. Simple sign-up process, a heap of information online about what those programs are, but we really want to try and create a program dedicated to equipping mob with the connections, the capabilities, but also access to capital to become ready to grow and scale their business.
Well, if they're true entrepreneurs, and that's what they are, black people in business, here's an opportunity, a way of showcasing or promoting your product or your business, but a possibility of picking up $75,000.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, $75,000 in both streams.
Both streams, yeah. $150,000.
And then let alone all the partners behind the scenes. So we just don't want the program to end on the day and go, that was a great program. We want to continue to provide that support. So we're going to work with Google and Microsoft and Fiverr and all these other companies to continue to provide the mentoring, the support. Developed by Mob and led by Mob.
And how long has Dream Venture Masterclass been operating for? How long have you been doing this awards?
Yeah, this is the third year now.
The third time we've
run it. Piloted in Perth in end of 2020.
Yeah.
Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, COVID impacted us in terms of face-to-face, but this year it's opened up to anyone across the country. It is all online with a national showcase where we fly.
So whether you're up there in Arnhem Land or up there in the Torres Straits, open for any black person in business, entrepreneur, throw your iron and fire.
Absolutely. Encourage all types of businesses.
And good.
Interesting, one of the stats we had, retail was one of our leading businesses that we had last year, but retail, construction, mining, all different types of businesses and mob coming through.
So talk about some of the winners quickly. Who won in the last 3 years? And what sort of businesses?
So there was two, off the top of my head, there was Alicia Geary, from Provi.io, and it's a NFT art, digital art platform.
Okay.
And that was a high-tech growth startup, and she just had an idea, went into the program. She eventually raised $150,000 at the end of the program with our other network.
Yes.
And her little startup had a valuation of $1.5 million. She's just going gangbusters.
Well, that's entrepreneur schools right there.
Oh,
acting on a thought, acting on a dream. turn into fruition.
Yep, exactly. And we're seeing some of these other businesses coming through and seeing that, like Fiona from Chocolate on Purpose, you got, she's grown and scaled to a chocolates-based, boutique chocolates-based business.
Mm.
The ability, she's won a number of grants now and starting to grow and get to that capital raising stage. How do we raise capital as a venture? It's exciting. The commercial side's exciting, but it's also the social impact. To see Mob that you come from, you know, like growing up in Kempsey, the challenges you face.
You're never in
front of a boardroom pitching for venture capital or angel investment, but this gives you the tools to learn how to and to take your venture to the next level.
Well, you're black first. Two, you've got a concept and an idea. And three, sometimes you've got to put the spiel out to a non-Indigenous person or organisation, companies. And yeah, you're behind the eight ball from the get go, but rise to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. And that's where applications are open now. We've got till the end of June, and then we kick it off in the 2nd of August for a month, all online up until the face to face showcase. But any mob have any questions? I'm always here to have a yarn and.
Let's keep us posted. Keep in touch, please, brother, and we'll use this medium to promote that. Too deadly.
Love to. Absolutely. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate your time, Trev.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
See you, bro. Bye.
Beautiful. Les Delaforce, Director of Entrepreneurship at Generation One. It's an opportunity for you black business people to throw your iron on fire and possibly pick up $75,000 in the youth category or the open age category. Too easy. If you're a true entrepreneur, throw the iron on fire. And it's about, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. There it is. Entrepreneur. Murray, got to sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly.